the Crush 95.9 and 95.5. Well, it's a highlight of my week when Ziggy the Wine Gal is here.
Oh, you know, no better way to spend a Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Than with the Wine Gal.
No better way.
Good morning, my friends. It is Wine Wednesday. It's a spooktacular Wine Wednesday. I'm very excited for today. Let's thank our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. We all know they have four fabulous locations. Of course, I wish they had like 10,000 locations. And everybody I know that doesn't live in Sonoma County wishes they had an Oliver's Market too. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa, where you can often find me on Wednesday afternoons for their happy hour, which is really, really fun. Anyway, so tonight is the last night for Wines and Sunsets in Paradise. And what a way to end such a spectacular season. If you haven't been to Paradise Ridge Winery yet to watch the sunset, it is absolutely the most fun, beautiful thing to do. And it really reminds you of how beautiful it is to live here in wine country. And so I think we're going to be hanging out there for the sunset tonight. And that should be fine. And I'm going to be dressed warmly. Easy for me to say. I look forward to it. And we're on our last two nights of Come Over October, which has been a really fabulous national promotion, encouraging you to uncork a bottle of wine and just gather with friends. And of course, Halloween is the ultimate night for that. We were the house that had wine and go cups. So when the parents would come by with their little trick-or-treaters, we would hand out go cups of fabulous wine. We were the very popular house, but always fun to see our neighbors gather on Halloween night with a nice glass of vino. But speaking of things that are all about delicious and to drink, I have a spooktacular cocktail for you today. And I'm really excited. I'm going to call it the Red Dragon. So that's a very scary movie with Hannibal Lecter. And I'm not a scary movie fan, but it's the perfect name for this cocktail just because of the visual look of it. And I am super in love with Fresh Victor. And if you're not hip to Fresh Victor, I'm going to hip you to Fresh Victor now. So Fresh Victor, made out of San Francisco, is a premium fresh mixer. You can use it for mocktails. You can use it for cocktails. They make so many flavors, and it is getting more and more readily available, but they also ship to you no matter where you are. And it is really just minimal ingredients, freshly made and delicious. And they have this flavor, grapefruit and sea salt, which is literally just fresh squeezed grapefruit, organic cane sugar, and sea salt. Like, that's it. That's all that's in there. It's delicious. So having a full stock of Fresh Victor mixers in your refrigerator or in your freezer, because they freeze well, means that you can whip out a classic or a spectacular craft cocktail on the ready, or a mocktail, because these are great for mocktails. As a matter of fact, their website has a whole list of mocktail recipes. Anyway, but today definitely has booze, so that's that's good for Halloween, booze. Anyway, so I'm calling it the Red Dragon. Here's what you're going to need. You're going to need the Fresh Victor Grapefruit and Sea Salt premium mixer. You're going to need a couple of ounces of Grifo vodka, and that's, of course, made in Petaluma, local. And then you're going to need some Flora Luna citrus and basil bitters, also local and made in Petaluma. And you're going to need some hibiscus flowers in syrup. So these come in a jar. They're fairly readily available in your liquor department of your, you know, like Oliver's Market or Bottle Barn or lots of other grocery stores have them. As a matter of fact, I got them at an Asian market, but I went to a Middle Eastern market and they had them as well. They're not very expensive, but they're really pretty. So in this jar comes a bunch of hibiscus flowers that are in a hibiscus syrup. So if you imagine the shape of a hibiscus flower, you'll know where I'm going with this cocktail. So what you're going to do is grab a rocks glass and then rim it only half of the glass with salt, and then add a large, beautiful, clear ice cube. And of course, I get them from Abstract Ice, which is also out of Petaluma, because today's about Petaluma. And Abstract Ice is readily available. You can get it at Willoughby's and lots of other fabulous stores. Anyway, so there is your cocktail glass. You're going to set that aside. Now grab your cocktail shaker, put in your Fresh Victor grapefruit and sea salt mixer with a couple of ounces of Grifo vodka, And I'm going to use about 8 drops of Flora Luna Citrus Basil Bitters. Add a little bit of ice. You're going to cover that up and give it a nice good shake. All right. Then you're going to strain that over your prepared glass that you've done ahead of time. Now, here is the fun part. You're going to then grab a slotted spoon, and inside that jar of deliciousness, you're going to grab a hibiscus flower that's in the syrup, and then just after retrieving the flower, just leave it on top of the jar for a minute so some of that syrup drips back into the jar. You don't want a ton of syrup. And then you're going to place that hibiscus flower on top of the cube of ice, and then it's just going to drip down this hibiscus syrup into the cocktail, and it looks like blood dripping down into the cocktail. And then you've got this hibiscus flower on the top that looks a little gory, and it's just, it's a beautiful cocktail, and it's very, very easy to make with very minimal ingredients. The trick is, of course, to get the hibiscus flowers in syrup. Again, they're fairly readily available. You just have to be looking for them, and they're not expensive. But in lieu of that, if you wanted to add some pomegranate seeds, that is okay too. I was going to call it the Omen, but I thought, no, we needed a better name. So Red Dragon, and thinking about Hannibal Lecter, that's as gory as I'm going to get today, because it's time for me to tell you all about Flambeau. When you look at wine labels, this wine label is very cool for Halloween, and it's all about the flame carrier for Mardi Gras. But the look of this label means this is the wine you should be pouring on Halloween. I think it's perfect. It's scary-ish, the label, but it's also very beautiful. So my wine of the week is a 2021 vintage Flambeau Zinfandel from Dry Creek Valley. Very limited production. They only made around 400 cases. Think juicy blackberries and boysenberries rolled in spice with little hints of mocha. This is such a great wine for Halloween or some of these chilly evenings that we're having. I mean, it was 36 degrees when I got up this morning. And of course, I wanted a glass of this Flambeau right away. It just kind of warms you up, right? And it's made right here. It's local. Flambeau is out of Healdsburg. And again, limited production, 2021 vintage Flambeau Zinfandel from Dry Creek Valley. Absolutely gorgeous. Check out their website. And, you know, I mean, it's who doesn't want a glass of juicy blackberries and boysenberries rolled in spice with hints of mocha? I mean, come on. Halloween is my jam. Bam. Thank you, ma'am. I love it. That's my kind of wine. All treats and no tricks. So if you were driving and didn't get the recipe on my spooktacular cocktail we're calling the Red Dragon, send me an email, Ziggy@krsh.com, and you can actually probably turn that into a mocktail. So Mendy, I'm going to call you on this one because I'm maybe going to give you a little bit of homework to bake this cocktail into a mocktail. Oh. So we will insert probably some sparkling water, which will make this cocktail really shine. But you can still use your Flora Luna Citrus Basil Bizzers. And of course, the Fresh Victor grapefruit and sea salt mixer. I love these and they freeze really well. So if you think about entertaining for the holidays and having cocktails already pre-batched, the Fresh Victor is your jam. It is your game. I love that stuff. And for those of you that want more scoop on Flambeau Wines, check out their website. You can also email me about that. They make killer cab, and they make a great Chardonnay and a great rosé. But I'm calling Zin for my wine for Halloween night. That is what is going to be all treats and no tricks.
And Zin is in.
Zin is it. Zin is always in. You know, I mean, I used to have a license plate that said Zig and Zin way back in the day when I got a custom license plate. And then I thought, I don't want everybody knowing it's me driving around. But I am a fan of Zinfandel. I'm not going to lie. I love all wines. There's no wine I don't like. People always say, what is your favorite wine, Zig? I'm like the one in my glass. And they're like, what? I'm like the one in my glass. I said, if it made it in my glass, it's my favorite wine right now. But I don't turn any varietal down. I love them all. I'm a big fan of cool climate wines mostly, but I love all wines. So there you go.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Zig. I got a song queued up for you.
Is it spooktacular?
No. Well, you were saying you love, it's Love the One You're With, but I'm renaming it Love the Wine You're With.
Yes, Love the Wine You're With. I make poor decisions.